They are one of the largest recipients of NIH funding. Their scientists played a substantial role in developing more than half the cancer drugs approved by the FDA in the last 5 years. Dana-Farber Cancer Institute has been making one advanced cancer discovery after another for over 75 years. At Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Paying the piper less.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Remember all that taxpayer money companies got? Well, let's just say it's payback time, or pay cap time. Word this morning, the federal government will be slashing salaries at companies that got large amounts of government aid, like AIG, Bank of America, Citigroup, and General Motors. Kenneth Feinberg, the so-called compensation czar at the Treasury Department, will reportedly be cutting salaries by as much as 90%. Charles Elson is the director of the Center on Corporate Governance at the University of Delaware. He says this is a bad move.
For a third party to set salary at any enterprise dilutes the authority of the board and the investors in the company substantially. And I think ultimately will result in real problems at these companies.
Big news out of China this morning. Its gross domestic product is up nearly 9% over last year. The GDP measures all of the goods and services a country produces. It's one of the biggest economic indicators for countries. 9% is huge, especially in the middle of a global recession. How'd they do it? Gareth Leather is the China analyst for the Economist Intelligence Unit. Gareth, thanks for talking with us.
It's a pleasure.
So tell me, how did China manage basically 9% GDP growth over last year?
Yeah, well, China's been very aggressive in supporting its economy, both through big cuts in interest rates and surge in bank lending by the state-owned banks, and also as well a big increase in government spending. And it's been this combination of really aggressive monetary and fiscal policy which has enabled the economy to grow by 8.9% in the third quarter, which is much higher than any other emerging or indeed developed economy.
Is the Chinese government going to keep this stimulus up, or is there word that they may be decreasing their aid?
Certainly, the Chinese government's quite encouraged by what's happened over the past year in the economy and indeed probably surprised at the speed of the rebound. But I don't think they're likely to take away all the stimulus completely all in one go. I think what they're going to do is they're going to kind of selectively withdraw parts of it.
What effect do you think it will have if the aid is sort of tapers off, as you say? I mean, will it have any effect?
Well, it depends how well it's done. That the government is hoping that the domestic economy and certainly the private sector will have recovered strongly enough to compensate for the big fall or the big fall that you're likely to see in government spending, and also that over the next year or so you'll see a recovery in export prospects as well, which have been hit really hard by the global downturn over the past year. So hopefully what you'll see is that growth will remain at around the kind of 8-9% range.
And from what I understand, the global economy this morning, the markets anyway, seem a little worried about China potentially backing off.
Yes, no, they do. That certainly, I think that's mostly a reflection of the fact that China now plays a big role in the global economy. But I think it's important to note that the Chinese government has kind of got its stall out, really, to make sure that the economy continues to grow strongly. So I don't think they're likely to tighten too drastically too soon, I don't think, because that, you know, more importantly than anywhere else, it will affect China quite badly, and they don't want to do that.
Gareth Leather is the China analyst with the Economist Intelligence Unit. Gareth, thank you for talking with us.
Yes, it's a pleasure.
Those rumors China might scale back the stimulus have global markets falling this morning. Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index lost 0.5%. Tokyo's Nikkei Index shed 0.6%. London's FTSE is down 1%. U.S. markets were also down yesterday. A whole slew of third quarter earnings out this morning. JetBlue made money thanks to increased ticket sales. Bad news from Delta, though. It lost about $160 million in the third quarter. AT&T also saw profits dip as people got rid of their landlines. Ma Bell did see a lot of growth in its wireless services, though. It's good to be the only service you can get with an iPhone. Today, Microsoft says hasta la vista to its Vista operating system. Windows 7 goes on sale today. Vista was plagued with issues like instability. Microsoft's new ads tout Windows 7 as stable and reliable.
Hi, my name is Kylie, and I found these happy words all over my dad's computer. 7777 happy words.
Those happy words, by the way, are good product reviews Kylie is pointing to on a computer screen. Microsoft is hoping those happy words will translate to happy sales. PC sales have been in a slump this year.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by SunGard. 7 million K-12 students are enrolled in school districts that use software from SunGard Public Sector. More information at sunguard.com. And by Monsanto, committed to sustainable agriculture, creating hybrid and biotech seeds designed to increase crop yields and conserve natural resources. ProduceMoreConserveMore.com.
Google is getting ready to dip its toes into digital music. Word is the search engine giant will launch a music service next week. The search will let you link to songs and buy them. Marketplace's Jennifer Collins has more.
So I'm looking for that song I heard on the show Glee last night. I go to Google and find a few links to pages with info about the song. It was performed by Young MC in 1989, that kind of thing. With Google's new music search, I should be able to find that information about songs by staying within Google's pages. And, according to reports, buy songs through Lala or iLike players. These are alternatives to Apple's iTunes player. Laura DiDio is a principal with research and consultancy firm ITIC.
If you're Apple, which has just reported more record numbers in the last couple of days, you've got to be looking at this with a raised eyebrow, because any arena that Google enters, they are stiff competition and you have to take them seriously.
According to reports, the major music companies are cooperating with Google on this deal. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
One very visible sign of this recession has been empty storefronts. But one group of retailers is over the moon about all that space. Halloween costume stores. Spirit Halloween, the biggest Halloween vendor, will be setting up shop in former Circuit City stores across the country. It says because Halloween falls on a Saturday, we'll spend more this year on wax lips and fake blood than we usually do. Probably about $4 billion. In Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith, and this is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.